There is unsettling aquatic news in Wisconsin. Asian carp might have made their way into the Fox River in downtown Green Bay. All eyes have been on the invasive fish since they escaped from ponds in southern United States. Flooding in the 1990s released the carp into the Mississippi River, and some migrated into Illinois waterways, threatening Lake Michigan. Susan Bentz is here with me in the studio. Susan, the Wisconsin DNR can't be too happy with this week's news.
The agency was quick to say that it was a single positive sample that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service detected. The federal agency took 200 samples last summer in the Fox River. In fact, they sampled multiple rivers. The positive reading the scientists discovered came out of the heart of Green Bay. DNR officials described the finding as important, but say they don't want to jump to conclusions that Asian carp has arrived.
Yet I would think the finding does sound an alarm concerning the Great Lakes.
That could be an understatement, Bob. Environmentalists fear the Asian carp could wreak havoc on its ecosystem, not to mention boaters. Maybe you've seen videos of carp jumping above the water. They can be wild scenes. There's been concern all along that Asian carp could penetrate Lake Michigan. The initial area of concern started south of us, where the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal creates a connection between the Mississippi and Lake Michigan. And then more recently, almost a year ago, a water sample from Sturgeon Bay in Door County revealed one positive detection of Asian carp DNA. Follow-up of that sample found no additional carp DNA.
Part of the puzzle is determining the source of that DNA, isn't it?
Definitely. Perhaps a bird ate a carp elsewhere and simply shed the DNA through mucus or waste, or perhaps boaters that traveled elsewhere in other waters that hold Asian carp conveyed traces of the species. According to the DNR, it takes multiple positive tests over time to indicate the likelihood of live fish, so they're being really careful about this.
Well, we've learned, Susan, in earlier reports you've done, that keeping Asian carp at bay has resulted in a dizzying amount of testing and preventative measures.
And a great cost as well. Just this past June, the Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee updated its plan. It now includes increased monitoring in northern Illinois waters, the initial area of concern we talked about. And of course, the Army Corps of Engineers manages a system of electric barriers. The first went up in 2002, and that's within the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal. And they hope to stop any carp from wriggling into Lake Michigan. Back in Green Bay, the concern right now, the DNR and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have already started collecting more samples and will continue to do so. And as we mentioned, the ecological and economic threats Asian carp represent to the Great Lakes is daunting. Asian carps are ravenous, and the Great Lakes are already compromised by nearly 200 invasive species.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Bob.
WUWM will continue to follow this story.